الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. صدق الله العظيم.
We continue our discussion of Ibad al-Rahman, the noble qualities of those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we have been discussing about for the past few weeks. And this is the final quality of Ibad al-Rahman, where they make a supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, from amongst the noble qualities, one quality of theirs is that they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on behalf of their offspring and progeny and for themselves. So what do they say? وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ, and those who say, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ. هَبْ لَنَا means bestow, give us, favor us, with regards to our wives, azwajina, wa dhurriyatina, and our children, grandchildren. What must we do? Wallah, what are they asking Allah Ta'ala for? To make their wives and children the coolness of the eyes. Qurrata a'yun. Anki thandak. In other words, when they see their wives and they see their children, grandchildren, they become happy. The sight of their wives and children, not an eyesore for them. In other words, they don't see them in conditions where they have to lament and remorse and show grief and cry. But it is a source of pleasure for them. In other words, the children and their wives are always in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And oh Allah, make us, in other words, these Ibadur Rahman, they make dua to Allah for themselves also. Allah, make us imams, leaders for the muttaqeen, for the pious ones. Not just make us imams and leaders for society, but make us leaders for the muttaqeen. Now, for a person to be an imam of the muttaqeen, he himself has to have taqwa. He himself has to be muttaqi. So in other words, they ask Allah to give them taqwa also. And they're asking Allah Ta'ala to make them leaders and guides for those people who have taqwa. So I mentioned last week that we will discuss tonight, inshallah, and it's a very important discussion of upbringing of the children. Every one of us, sometime or the other, we are faced with this challenge in our life. Somebody mentioned that a child is one of the greatest asset of society or of any nation. It is a great capital of any nation. And therefore it is imperative, it is important that the upbringing of the child, the tarbiyah of the child must be done in an excellent manner. If we want these children to become leaders of society, leaders of muttaqeen, if we want to see them being leaders of society or good people, or will be assets to us, or assets to the community, they will assist us in our work, they'll be able to assist us when we grow old, then we have to ensure that they are brought up in a manner which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, a twig or a branch, in its initial stages, it is easy to bend or twist any way we wish. But as it becomes drier, or when it becomes very dry, it is impossible then to bend it or twist it in the way we wish. So a child in its infant stages, In fact, the tarbiyat of the child begins not after it comes into the world. It begins before it comes into the world. From the time it is in the womb of the mother, then already the child is affected. When the child is in the womb of the mother, then already whatever affects the mother affects the child. So if she is going to listen to music, for example, or view pornographic material, the television, or she undergoes stress and pain and suffering and harassment, because the child was crying all the time. They tried every medication, but the doctors had failed. But when they saw the root cause of the problem, it was because when the mother was pregnant, she was being harassed by her husband. His wife, when she was pregnant, her husband used to abuse her, physically abuse her. And because of the fear she had, that passed on onto the child which was still in the womb. When the child came into this world, it was a very fearful child. It was a couple who were very pious, and they decided that this child of ours, when he is going to be born, we are going to ensure that only halal we will eat, and this halal food that we will eat and consume will have an effect on the child. So both had taken a pledge. Child was consumed. Mother then, after 9 months, she gave birth to the child. And everything, both the parents were very, very pious. Salat, ibadah, dhikr, child was growing in a very beautiful way. But one day the neighbor complained that your child had stolen my child's toys. So the father became very upset. He said, there must be something wrong. So he questioned his wife, did you eat any haram? He said, nothing. But after some time, when she pondered and reflected, she realized that while she was pregnant, one day she had a craving for some boar. And the neighbor had a tree that was bearing boar, and it was coming over onto their property. So without the consent, she plucked a few boar, one or two, and she ate this. So without the permission, it was haram for her. So this had an effect on the child after the child was born. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeatedly informs the believers or commands the believers, like how Allah had commanded the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu saliha, eat halal, wholesome food and do good deeds. Because the food that we consume has an effect on our bodies. This is another topic on its own. Coming back to the child, the tarbiyat of the child begins already when the child is in the womb of the mother. Then when the child is born, what is the first thing Sharia tells us to do? First thing, give the adhan in the right ear and iqama in the left ear. Already you are showing and teaching the child the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has come into this world through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We teach the child already tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And iqama is given. In other words, we are already directing the attention of the child towards salat. Adhan and iqama is given after that. What takes place? Salat. Some ulama mentioned adhan, iqama, only salat is left. We know after adhan and iqama, not much time is given, and then already the jamaat stands up, plus minus 10 to 15 minutes. So like that is our life in this world. We've come into this world, adhan and iqama have been given, we're just waiting for janaza salat to take place. Then we know that the child, tahniq is done. Tahniq of the child, where a person has to chew some dates, soft dates, and then rub it on the palate of the child, that's not available, then honey. This is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, son of Asma, who was the daughter of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Asma bint Abi Bakr, sister of Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She was married to Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, one of the Ashara Mubashara. The child Abdullah was born. He was the first child to be born in Islam. In other words, when they came to Medina Munawwara. It's a long story. But the moment he was born, Asma radiallahu ta'ala takes his child to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the first thing he does after Adhan, Iqama, he makes the tahniq of this child. And he names the child Abdullah. So, Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala used to say, and used to be so proud and happy, that the first thing, أَوَّلُ شَيْءٍ دَخَلَ جَوْفِي رِيقُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the first thing that entered my stomach was the saliva mubarak of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. And look at the life of Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala, his courage, his valor, and the services he did for Islam are very, very great. Abdullah bin Zubair and his mother Asma bint Abu Bakr are both buried in Jannatul Mu'alla. Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi, the great sage, saint of Islam, his mother was the khadima of one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he was born, he had the honor and privilege of his tahniq being made by Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after making his tahniq, makes a dua for him. وهو حسن بصير رحمة الله عليه. اللهم فقهه في الدين وحببه إلى الناس. Oh Allah, give this child the understanding, the samaj, the tafaqquh of deen, and make him beloved in society, make him beloved amongst people. And you see حسن بصري رحمة الله عليه, every kitab will have, will mention his name or some malfooz of his, some nasihat of حسن بصري رحمة الله عليه. So the tarbiyat of the child begins already. The child has to be given proper nourishment. It has to be breastfed by the mother. And therefore, the type of food the mother eats, ladies know this very well, it affects the child even whilst the child being breastfed. Somebody said, the grass that grows in a beautiful lush orchard can never be the same as the grass that grows in the jungle or wild. Like that, a child that is being breastfed by a mother who is pious and chaste and obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be different from that child who is being breastfed by a mother who is not chaste, who is disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a father who came to Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala and he complained about his son. A child is disobedient, he is like this, he is like that. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu summoned this child. The child comes. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is about to reprimand him. He asks, Amir al-Mu'mineen, do children have any rights also over parents? Now you know, parents do have rights. There's no doubt about it. And the right of the parent is extremely great. You know, Jannat lies under the feet of the mother. And the father also has great virtues and blessings and rights and so the mother and father, the parents have rights over the children. And the children are expected to give them the due. But when the tarbiyat is not made correctly, and parents themselves are not role models, when they don't have taqwa themselves, if their lives are not simple, if they are doing everything that is displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then whatever is going to go into the child whose mind is like a slate, whatever you're going to draw there, whatever you're going to write on the slate, that is what's going to come into the child's mind. Oh, it's like a sponge that is immersed in water. So that's the mind of the child, takes in everything it sees and views. If the child's ears are prone to listening to vulgar and abusive language, mother and father quarreling, swearing one another the whole day, from the time the child is born, instead of teaching the child kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the parents are swearing, fighting all the time. 100% you will find that this will affect the child. Then you see, who is teaching this child? Child went to school. Are they teaching the school? The school is teaching this child all his bad words. It is we are to blame. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is asked by this child, what are the rights of the child? So he said, well, the first thing that the child, the father should choose a good mother for the child. In other words, he should have a good pious wife who will be the mother of this child. And the second right is the child should have a good name. And the third right is the child should be taught dini, ta'aleem, education. The child says, oh Umar, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, my father hasn't given me any of these rights. He chose a woman who was a slave girl, who came from a family that were fire worshippers, and who did not have good qualities in her, so she happens to be my mother. Obviously, what tarbiyat is that woman going to make there? The second thing, my father named me Ju'al. Ju'al in Arabic is referred to a dung beetle, an insect that one finds in the toilets, in remote areas, in the jungles. That little insect pushes with its nose the dung or the feces of the person. So this is the name the father had given the child, Ju'al. And this will be the effect. And the third thing, that my father never teach me any deeni ta'aleem. He didn't teach me Quran, Hadith, nothing. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu became very upset with the father, reprimanded the father, about to lash out him. And said, now don't complain about your son. So therefore, giving the child a proper name also is so important. There was a person who had the name Hazan. Hazan means to be very hard-hearted. Rasulullah ﷺ tells this person, change your name to Sahal. Sahal means softness, kindness, opposite of being harsh and cruel and hard-hearted. This person said, ma ana bi mughayyirin ismi. I'm not going to change my name. Why? Because this name my father gave me. Sammani abi. I'm not going to change this name. My father gave me this name. Sa'id ibn Musayyib rahmatullahi alayhi was a tabi'i. He says, ma zalatil hazunatu fina. He says, hard-heartedness remained in our progeny. Because this person did not change his name, it had an effect in our nasal, in our progeny also. That our family members all are very hard-hearted. Rasulullah would change the names of some sahaba if the names were not good names. One woman's name was changed to Jamila. Jamila means beautiful because her previous name was not good. Somebody's name was Habab. Habab means shaitan. So change the name. Like that, there were so many names Rasulullah recommended. Keep Abdullah, Abdul Rahman. The servant of Allah, the slave of Allah, slave of Rahman. This has an effect. In one hadith it mentioned, إِنَّكُمْ تُدَعَوْنَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِأَسْمَائِكُمْ وَأَسْمَائِ آبَائِكُمْ فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. On the day of Qiyamah, each person will be called out by his name, son of so and so, the father. Each one of us, males and females, besides of course Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Isa ibn Maryam, he had no father. So each one of us will be called by our names, son of so and so, or the father. So the son's name and the father's name, or the daughter's name and the father's name. Therefore Rasulullah said, have good names. Keep names of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Of Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'in. This is the new trend in our society. Sometime now, we try to look for the most unique of names. Sometimes we have to open such kitabs, really. We press for time sometime, they give us 5-6 names, please give us one name. 3/4 of the time, those names don't even exist. They all borrowed some from Persian names or whatever. They don't have a good meaning. When we have a good name, Muhammad, Ahmad, name of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, name of Anbiya alayhi wasallam, Ibrahim, Ismail, name of Sahaba, Sa'ad, Sahal, Salman, these are all good names.
But if you try for unique names,
the Mawlana Rahmatullah, you know this incident, he said,
late part of the night or early part of the morning, somebody phones him. He said, Mawlana, we've got very lot of excitement in our house. He said, what's the excitement all about? He said, we've got a child. So Mawlana said, you maybe got excitement in your house, no excitement in my house. Now, not time to wake somebody up. Any case, what's the problem? He said, no, we're looking for a name now. So he gave a whole list of names. No, this one, this, we got this in the family, and we got this one, and this one no good, and things like that. Finally, Mawlana didn't want to keep alopia or something. Now we have to understand. Have some names ready, girls' names, boys' names. It is important to keep a good name, and then aqiqah is made also on the seventh day after, and also the child's head is shaved, an equivalent amount of silver is given. Detailed masail are there in the fiqh kitab, you can go to them. But, tarbiyat of the child, the nurturing of the child, the upbringing of the child, the Islamic education, right from the infant stages, what do we all learn in school, in nursery school, pre-primary, Humpty Dumpty, Snow White, Cinderella. Now those stories, if you really look at it, it seems very nice to have pictures and Cinderella and Snow White. But if you really analyze and go deep into the story, what is it all about? Cinderella, suddenly she marries a prince. Even Snow White, she's sleeping. And how does she wake up with a kiss of a prince? Already we are teaching the child about haram relationships, love. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een were free from such stories. Their minds were pure. And therefore, at a very young age, read the kitab and Sahaba. Young age, Sahabi already had his mind set out. He knew what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted from him. And therefore, he was prepared. 13 years old, 14 years old, ready to give his life for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would stand on their toes. They would crane their necks to make as though they are very, very tall and they are elderly. Why? So that Rasulullah could select them to go out in the path of Allah in jihad. But in our case, Allah forgive us. Already from the infant stages, we are drumming into the child all haram nursery rhymes which have no meaning or have a bad effect. Or stories and tales which have no real meaning in their lives. Teach them about Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. Sorry, Adam alayhi salatu salam. Teach them about Sahaba radiallahu anhu majma'een. Quran, Hadith, Dhikr, Dua. Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari rahmatullahi alayhi, his name comes amongst the saints with the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, I was only 3 years old when my maternal uncle woke me up for tahajjud one night. 3 year old child. And he made me read 2 rakat tahajjud and then he taught me, say, Allahu naziri, Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i. He taught me to make the dhikr of Allah, 3 year old child. And he said, repeat after me, Allahu naziri, Allah is watching me. Allah is witnessing me. Allah is with me. He said, I used to continue making this zikr for years. And he became such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because already his tarbiyat from the infant stages had already been made. The mother's lap is the first madrasa. And therefore what the mother is going to teach the child and those types of akhlaq and character and morals, that is definitely going to have an impact on the child. Rasulullah said, Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'oolun an ra'iyyati. Of course, the father is not absolved of his duty at all. Father has to ensure that halal rosy comes into the house. And he also has to ensure the child reads the salat. Muru awladakum bis salat wa hum sab'u sineen. Command the children, your children to read salat. Command them when they are 7 years old. Obviously before that you teach them taharat, cleanliness, how to make wudu, etc. But 7 years old now you command them to make salat. And when they reach 10 years of age and they don't read salat, then you must
وضربوهم, beat them. Of course, not abuse them. Gently. But you command them and now you make sure that they read the Salat. So already you teach the child about Salat, Dhikr, Tilawat, Ibadat, Du'as. If the child is taught all these things and the child's mind is pure, not reading all this evil novels or poetry or rhymes that is going to take him into towards illicit relationships or haram or zina or watching pornographic material. If the child's mind is pure, then I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his tarbiyat is being made correctly. He will want to become an alim of deen. He will want to do hifz of the Quran and Majid. He will want to be always in the masjid. And at late hours of the night, suddenly the parent wakes up. He will not find that child busy with the cell phone or busy with the internet, but he finds his child performing the Hajj Salat. This will be qurratu ayun, coolness of the eyes. Or is coolness of the eyes to see your child battling the rehab? Or your child having an affair with another woman? When this tarbiyat is not made, and the child continues in this way, becomes a teenager, and suddenly, he's viewing all pornographic material, and then his shahwa is increasing, now he's not married, so what does he do? You'll find the child now commits, or what you call masturbation. And this is absolutely common. Very rife, very rampant. And when this is not going to satisfy him, what does he do? Then he'll have a love affair with some girl, and suddenly they'll elope, then she becomes pregnant, parents are then notified, now they run to the Mawlana. Now why do we have to go through this whole cycle? Let us make the tarbiyat of our children from the very beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is the quality of Ibadur Rahman. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. This is dua the parent makes. Find that. Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. وَنَالِكَ دَعَى زَكَرِيَا رَبَّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ هَبْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ ذُرِّيَّةً طَيِّبَةً. Allah, give me a pious brother. So when you make dua that we must have a pious progeny. Our children must become the coolness of our eyes. These are the duas you must make. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he make? Rabbi habli min as-salihin, wallah, give me pious children. And we know the story of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, we discussed this many times, that he became a forbearing child, pious child, who had a lot of sabr. And we see the spontaneous answer Ismail alayhi salam gave when Ibrahim alayhi salam said that I have seen in a vision, seen in a dream, that I'm slaughtering you. What do you have to say? If alma tu'mar, without any deliberation, without any pondering, immediately, oh my father, carry out, execute whatever Allah has commanded you to do. Don't worry, you'll find me among those who are patient. So how can a child give such a spontaneous answer? Only if the child's tarbiyat is made, the nurturing of the child, an imani environment. Behind every successful man is a woman. If it's not the wife, most time it's the mother. Look at all the akabirin and all the great ulama. Look at Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayh, Maulana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayh, Maulana Umar Palanpuri rahmatullahi. You can go on. Every alim, every great scholar, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayh, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi alayh, who was it who sent him to learn deen? It was his mother. And what did she do? She gave him the 40 dinars. She tied it around his chest. And she said, oh my son, don't ever speak lies. Don't ever speak lies. Because from amongst the bad habits of a child is, he speaks lies. The child speaks lies. So when the robbers came, and they asked him, have you got anything? He says, yes, I've got 40 dinars. This child is talking nonsense. Somebody else comes. What have you got? 40 dinars. They take him to the chief, to the leader. What have you got? He says, 40 dinars. They search him, they find 40 dinars. He says, why did you speak the truth? And we asked you, why did you speak the truth? He said, because my mother has taught me to speak the truth. I'm answerable to her.
When this chief of the robbers, when he heard this answer, he said, Allahu Akbar. If this small child is so obedient to his mother, and the child is speaking the truth, then I should be ashamed of myself. How will I answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? This robber makes tawbah. And all of them make tawbah and they all change their lives, they give him back his 40 dinars. So the child should not speak lies. But all this thing, how is the child going to learn these good habits and noble habits? How is the child going to restrain itself from evil habits? This is when the parents are real role models. How do you expect the child to wear topi and come for salat, go to madrasa? When the mother has got no scarf on her head, she's dropping the child to madrasa. The poor child has got a scarf and topi and got his juzdan and making salam, and the mother has got full blast music. What do we expect the child to grow after? Everybody complains, look at the youth, look at the youth, and nobody listening, and ulama, you'll have to do something about the youth. My respected brothers and elders and sisters listening over the receiver, tarbiyat of the child starts where? The lap of the mother. And the father also has a great role to play. Yes, the teachers, ustad, apas also play a major role. But all this begin, tarbiyat begins at home. So we have to have or bring the tarbiyat of the child in a good way. Very important is showing love for the child. Most of us, we abuse the child. When the child is disobedient, we beat up the child. Or we threaten the child. We instill fear in the child's heart. And most of the time is when after the child is already grown, now we're trying to change the child's condition. Look at the life of Rasulullah, the love, the muhabbat he showed to children. How often we have heard that he is in sajda, or he is in ruku, when his grandchildren jump on his back. Rasulullah does not stand up from his ruku. He does not get up from his sajda. Sahaba says, Ya Rasulullah, very long sajda today, what happened? He says, my grandson Hassan was on my back. I wanted him to enjoy himself. Once he is in ruku, Rasulullah is in ruku. Hassan or Hussein has mounted Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One sahabi goes by, he says, oh ho, what a beautiful conveyance. Ni'mal markub, what a beautiful conveyance. Rasulullah then tells him afterwards, no. Ni'mal raqib, what a beautiful rider. My Hassan or my Hussein. He loved his grandchildren, he loved the other children also. When he comes back from Safar, he would give those little children a ride on the camel's back and then enter Madinah Munawwarah. Whenever there was the first fruit of the season, Rasulullah would give it to the children and make them happy. He would never deceive a child, he would never lie to a child. Once he is there in somebody's home, when the mother closes her fingers, and she calls the child and says, come here, I'm going to give you something. Many of us do this. Rasulullah answers, are you seriously going to give this child something? She says, yes, I've got a date to give the child. And she shows Rasulullah, I've got a date to give this child. He says, if you had nothing in your hand, then this would have tantamount to speaking lies to the child. So why do we lie to the child? Why do we make false promises? You see, if you become hafiz, if you do well in examination, I promise I'll give you this. When the child does well, then we are bound to make the child happy and fulfill our promise. Otherwise, the child will lose confidence in us. We should never favor one child over the other. A person has few children, few sons and daughters. One sahabi, Nu'man bin Bashir radiallahu anhu. Young sahabi, his father Bashir. Bashir comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, I have got this property or land, I wish to give it to my son Nu'man as a gift. I want you to be a witness. So sign the document as a witness. Nabi sallam asked him, have you got other children also? He said, yes. Have you given them equal share? He said, no. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, then don't make me a witness on zulam. This is zulam on the others. Of course, there is masail regarding this. If one child is desperately in need, and other children have got plentiful. Somebody is a doctor, lawyer, and one daughter is divorced, she comes back, she's got nothing to fend for herself, then that's a different masala. But if there's no problem there, then you should give equal share. We're not talking about inheritance after the person passes. In his lifetime, when he's giving anything, then he'll give equal share. The best gift a father can give his child is good manners, good etiquettes. Teach the child how to be polite. Teach the child manners of eating, etiquettes, adab of eating, of making salam. A child is on the lap of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There's a plate of food, and the child's hand begins to go around the tray, eating from all the food, that the variety of food that was placed on the tray or the plate. Nabi Kareem teaches the child, Sammillah, say Bismillah, wa kul biyaminik, and eat with your right hand, wa kul mimma yaleek, eat from that portion which is in front of you, nearest to you. Don't stretch your hands and bend over and eat from the other side of the plate. Eat from that way, that area, that food which is closest to you. Now, this is a simple etiquette. Somebody comes, knocks on the door, doesn't make salam, the person said, go make salam and then enter the door. Seek permission. Jabir radiallahu anhu says, I entered. I made salam. I said, can I enter? The person said, who is it? He said, Ana, me, it's me. He said, who? Me. Give me your name. So this is a simple etiquette, adab we teach the child from the time the child is small. Imani environment. Read good hadith, or read ahadith, read good stories to the child. Good lessons, play the zikr, or waaz of ulama. Keep them in good company. We as parents have to monitor the activities. It's incumbent upon every parent to monitor the child's activities, the child's friends, to manage the child's programs and time. They have plenty of time, idle time, extra time, excess amount of time. What does the child do? So it teaches us, take your child and even worry about the physical condition of your child. Sharia doesn't tell you to sit now only with a tasbih, and only Quran Sharif you must teach your child, and poor child can't even play outside. No. The child has the freedom, but does not have complete freedom. Freedom where the parent does not know where my child son is gone, where my daughter gone, and how many cell phones she's got, and who are her friends, and who are his friends. So we have to monitor and see who are the friends. Keep them in good company. Al-mar'u ala deeni khaleelihi, falyandur ahadukum mayyu khaleel. A person takes and adopts the deen and creed and character of his friend. Therefore, Rasul says, see, check first who you are befriending. If you got good company, then you yourself will become pious and good. If you have evil company, then these evil qualities will rub off on you. Like this, there are so many other important issues regarding children, upbringing of the children. We find very common that we abuse the child, we hit the child. Yes, it's correct, the adage that don't spare the rod and spoil the child. We're not going to spoil the child by sparing the rod. But it's a manner of reprimanding the child. Many times we spoil the child, and suddenly when we lose our head, now we start bashing the child up. Or we curse the child. We don't realize what we're saying. And there was an incident many, many years ago that Hazrat Maulana Ramadan mentioned, and it created a very great impression in me. He said, listen for all of us. He said, there was a case where a mother and daughter were there, many years ago this was. And they were arguing and fighting. There was some problem. The child was disobedient, whatever it was. And in the fury, the mother just blurted out, may Allah Ta'ala give you cancer. Mother, stop her, please don't say such things. Still, she was adamant. He says, few months went by, the same mother phones him and crying. She said, please, Mawlana, come to the hospital. My daughter has cancer. So we want to curse our own children. Sahaba used to say, what are children? Tamaratu fu'adina. They're the fruits of our hearts. Our children are our livers walking on the earth.
and you will be concerned about the children. You will show love and affection and compassion towards the children. You will worry about the upbringing of the child. And they will not abuse the child. They will not beat the child. But they will make dua for the child. So whilst you are going to show love and affection, don't pamper the child too much. Don't coddle the child. You can cuddle the child. Don't coddle the child. You over pamper. Over. Show too much of compassion. What is going to happen? The child is not going to have confidence in life. He will become a very shy child. And then it won't be able to stand on his own feet. All the time he's weak, he's looking for some security and protection. So when the person gets married, then he's unable to give that protection to his wife and children. How often the parents quarrel in front of the child. So this also has a nasty effect on the child. Then there are divorces that takes place. And this undoubtedly has a terrible effect on the child. The child is lost. Parents are separated. Where does the child go? Sometimes by the father, sometimes by the mother. Sometimes there's arguments with father and mother. Then he has to go to the grandparent or the aunt or living with somebody else. We are ruining the child, the life of the child. Therefore, Sharia tells us to think before we blurt out anything. Try and make the nikah, that marriage work. Don't become abusive in front of the child. Don't harm the child. Teach the child good manners. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. So this ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, the noble quality, the last quality of Ibadur Rahman, where they make special dua for the children. So every day after namaz we can make this dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. The 19th para, Surah Furqan. Wallah, make our wives and our children the coolness of our eyes. And make us leaders for the muttaqeen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. We have seen in the lessons of qurbani, submission, loyalty, obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is it. If we want to see our children becoming assets to society, we want to see them becoming ufad, ulama, sulaha. We can become doctors, lawyers, teachers, professors, there's no problem. But first, priority must be given to deen. We become so excited when the child passes his matric exam. We go crazy and throw a whole party. And the child finishes or does well in his madrasa exam, we don't even look at the report. Moment the child has examination, by bring a report here. Math, mathematics, English, Afrikaans, we must work a bit harder here. Okay. Papa, my madrasa says that's okay. How often, and let's be sincere, let's be true to ourselves, how willas did we really ask our child what the child learned in madrasa? What dua the child learned? Perhaps we are afraid we don't know the duas ourselves. So pretend that you know the dua at least, and listen to the child. Willas did listen to the sabak of the child. Priority should be given to deen first. And then we will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opening roads for us. Then we will see this children become successful, Allah give us barakat, Allah give us happiness. Then we will find that the entire society will become prosperous and successful. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu laka shukru kulluhu la nuhsi thanana alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم جزا الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله Oh my most beloved Allah, forgive us all our sins, our major sins, our minor sins, sins we committed in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, my Allah. Major sins, minor sins, Ya Allah, knowingly, unknowingly, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us taqwa, Ya Allah. Give us taqwa, Ya Allah. Grant us taqwa, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-huda wa-tuqa wa-al-afaf wa-al-ghina. Ya Allah, make our wives and children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa-dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Oh Allah, grant us true Islamic deeni knowledge, Ya Allah. So that we can teach and impart this knowledge to our children, Ya Allah. Make us become true role models, Ya Allah. For our children to follow, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us give them good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Good noble qualities, Ya Allah. Don't make us become harsh and abusive, Ya Allah. Don't make us quarrel in front of them, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, make our children, Ya Allah, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make all the work easy for them, Ya Allah. Make the examination be easy for them, Ya Allah. Make them the best of doctors and best of teachers, Ya Allah. The best of lawyers and best of businessmen, Ya Allah. And the best of wives, Ya Allah. But Ya Allah, grant them the best and highest of iman, Ya Allah. The best of akhlaq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give them deeni education more first, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, jain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Oh my Allah, in these mubarak days of the hijjah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we are supposed to be making ibadah during the day and during the night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, hum kamzor, Ya Allah, hum zareef, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the lesson of qurbani, Ya Allah, submission, loyalty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, just give us your special raza mandi, Ya Allah, your pleasure, Ya Allah. Rahmataka narudu, rahmataka narudu, rahmataka narudu, Ya Allah. We are seeking your mercy, Ya Allah, your pleasure, Ya Allah. Tu razi banja, Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, make us yours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you will lose nothing. You will lose nothing whatsoever, Ya Allah, if you just choose us and make us your special ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, we don't deserve to become your special ones, Ya Allah. We don't have these qualities of Ibadur Rahman. Oh, may Allah give us the qualities of Ibadur Rahman, Ya Allah. All the qualities we discussed, Ya Allah. Make it a reality in our lives, in the lives of our wives, our parents, our children, our neighbors, our relatives, Ya Allah. Our musallis, our friends, Ya Allah. Oh, may Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Do not take us through the road of sabr, Ya Allah, because we are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us and make us reach you, Ya Allah, through the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Make us from zakirin, shakirin, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le, Ya Allah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana, wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للذين كفروا واغفر لنا ربنا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم يا الله protect us from all types of fitna and fasad يا الله especially the fitna of Dajjal يا الله يا الله if Dajjal is to emerge now يا الله protect us from shurur and fitan يا الله Do not make us fall into his trap, my Allah. Allah protect our wives and children, our progeny, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we live this world and our progeny is living, Ya Allah, Allah protect them from the Dajjal. Make them be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Make them be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya Allah, protect our deen and iman, Ya Allah. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, wherever they may be, Ya Allah. Allah, those who are striving in your path, accept them, Ya Allah. All good works of deen, accept it, Ya Allah. Make it be easy, Ya Allah. Give all of them ikhlas, Ya Allah. Give them barakat and rahmat, Ya Allah. Da'wat and tabliqi mehnat qabool farma. Ya Allah, tazkiya and ta'aleem and tarbiyat, Ya Allah. Accept it, darul ulum, makatib, Ya Allah, ki jo mehnat ho rahi, Ya Allah. Accept it, Ya Allah, tu qabool farma. Ya Allah, accept all good works of deen. Give all of them ikhlas. Protect us from riya, sum'a, takabbur, kina, bughz, adawat, hasad. Allah, cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Hamare dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Ya Allah, make us from your pious servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. We have read the hadith of Rasulullah SAW. Whoever makes ibadah during these nights of the Hijjah, the first 10 nights, then he gets a sawab of making ibadah of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, we have sat here for a little while after Isha Salat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for having any weaknesses and shortcomings, my Allah, wrong intention, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us stand up from this gathering in the condition, Ya Allah, that you announce that qumu maghfuran lakum, that rise in the condition that you have been forgiven all your sins, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, bless us with, Ya Allah, with the sawab of Laylatul Qadr, Ya Allah. Give us an excellent Eid al-Adha, Ya Allah, full of afiyat and barakat and taqwa, Ya Allah. Allah, do not make us violate, Ya Allah, your injunctions of the Eid, especially, my Allah. All the hujjaj, Ya Allah, they are You're gonna go, Ya Allah, soon, Ya Allah, they will leave, Ya Allah, for the 5 days of Hajj, Ya Allah. You'll go to Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafat, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, accept the Hajj of all the Hujjaj, Ya Allah. Accept the Hajj of all the Hajjis, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who intended to go, my Allah.
Ya Allah, but they were not accepted, Ya Allah, for whatever reason, Ya Allah, or they could not go, my Allah. Ya Allah, how they are pining, Ya Allah, that they were there, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you grant them also Hajj Maqbool, Mabroor. Although they are not gone, Ya Allah, give them the full sawab, Ya Allah. And all of us, Ya Allah, those who have not gone, Ya Allah, as yet, Ya Allah, grant them Hajj Maqbool, Mabroor, and Ziyarat al-Haramain Sharifin, Ya Allah. Grant all of us, Ya Allah, tawfiq and hidayat and ability, create the means, Ya Allah, to see, Ya Allah, your Baytullah, your house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and to stand before the Rosa Aqdas of Rasulullah Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make and give our salat and salam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the Hajjis return, make them return like newborn babies, Ya Allah. Make them have clean slates, Ya Allah. Make them become pious, Ya Allah. Make them fulfill your rights and fulfill the rights of the makhluq, Ya Allah, of the makhluq, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill each one of our desires, Ya Allah. Especially these brothers, Ya Allah, who have made sabr, Ya Allah. They have sat, Ya Allah, patiently. They have listened, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they want to change their lives. They're looking for direction. They're looking for nasihat and guidance, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have got ikhlas, Ya Allah. Have pity upon them, Ya Allah, and our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, listening in the madrasa. Oh, at home over the receivers, Ya Allah. Don't deprive any one of us, them. Don't deprive any one of them, Ya Allah. Grant them all the jaiz duas. Remove all the difficulties, Ya Allah. Whatever problems they have, Ya Allah, whatever depression they've got, whatever social problem, domestic problem, financial problem, whatever the problem may be, how big it may be, how small it may be, Allah, Ya Allah, and all those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa, give us all shifa, kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim. All those who left this world, Ya Allah, all the marhumin, grant them jannatul firdaus, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those, Ya Allah, we are living, Ya Allah, make us live the remaining of our lives, Ya Allah, with taqwa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us shahadat in your path, Ya Allah. Give us maut in Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, make us stand up, Ya Allah, with Rasulullah Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Kiram, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with the people of Baqi and the people of Mu'alla, Ya Allah. Grant us Hawza Kawthar water from the Mubarak hand of Rasulullah Pak, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Make us enter Jannat without any reckoning. Save us from the azab of the Qabr. Save us from the azab of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.